Almighty keep you in his grace, safe in your fortunes. I must return now and keep my sea-watch. The way was paved, the stone showing the band the path to follow. Their chain-mail shone hard and hand-linked, and the bright-ringed iron sang in its harness when they first entered the great hall arrayed in death-gear. Weary from the sea-road, they stacked their shields of the toughest hardwood against the wall. They sat, chain-mail chinked against their war-gear. Their spears they stacked together, an ash grove tipped with grey steel. A proud warrior of the hall spoke then. "From where do you come, carrying these decorated shields and chain-mailed burnies, these visored helmets and battle lances? I am Hrothgar's bodyguard and herald, and I have never seen so many foreign men of such splendour. Not exile, but pride, I judge, has brought you here to Hrothgar's hall." The one most famed for courage answered him, that brave man of the Yeats, stern in his helmet. "We are Hugalak's loyal companions. My name is Beowulf. If your master, the renowned son of Healfdene, will hear me and grant us leave to approach his person, I will reveal the reason for my coming here. Wulfgar, a Wendel chief well known to all for the temper of his mind and wisdom, and renowned as a warrior, replied, "I will take your message as you ask me to our noble king, the friend of the Danes and giver of fine rings. I will ask him about your coming, and quickly make known the answer it pleases him to give." That said, he turned to where Hrothgar sat, old and hairless among his retainers, and stood before his lord as was custom. "Strangers from Yeartland have put ashore, journeying across the water's expanse. Their chief they call by the name Beowulf, and they beg an audience with you. Do not deny them that, gracious Hrothgar. From their arms and appearance they are high-born and worth our esteem, certainly the one who has led them to us. He is mighty." Hrothgar, shield of the shieldings, then replied, "I knew him as a boy. His old father was Edgthio by name, and Hrethel the Yeart gave Edgthio his daughter's hand in marriage. This is their son, here to follow friendship. Seafarers with gifts from us to the Yeats returned with marvellous tales about him, a thane, they said, with the strength of 30 in the grip of either hand. Now holy God has delivered him here against Grendel. This is my fervent hope, and his courage will be rewarded. Go, bid him enter, and the Yeats he brings in attendance. Tell them too in words they are most welcome among the Danes." At the door of the hall, Wulfgar duly delivered the message. "My lord, the king of the Danes orders me to say he recognizes your high birth. He offers you a welcome to these shores from where you come over the rolling sea. You may go, decked out in all your war gear, but leave your shields and your spears at the door to await the outcome of the council's words." So Beowulf rose with his warriors close by him. Some stayed to watch the weapons, the others crossed the floor of Heorot. Then at the hearth, stern beneath his helmet, proud in bright chain mail, fine-forged mesh woven at the smithy, Beowulf spoke. "Greetings, Hrothgar. I am Hugalak's kin and vassal. As a youth I earned great glory, but then word of Grendel reached me in my homeland. Seafaring men have said that this great hall stands idle, empty, and unused by man, once twilight and heaven's radiance fades. Our elders, and the wisest counsellors among my clan, Hrothgar, persuaded me to come and seek you out because they know the strength hidden in these hands, and themselves have seen me spattered with the blood of foes, 5 of a giant's brood, and on the waves slaughtered sea serpents by night. I suffered, and justly avenged the Yeats. They sought their misery, and I crushed them, as I will Grendel the monster in single combat. My request, noble lord of the Shieldings, is that you will not refuse me, far from my homeland, the right to cleanse Heorot with my own men to help me, no one else."